here's a story from The World.
Been on Yelp lately to check out restaurant reviews? You'll see a lot of complaints about service taking forever. Since the pandemic began, there's been a scramble for workers here in the U.S., not just in kitchens and wait staff. It's across hotels and factories and in high tech. A big part of the shortfall is a lack of foreign workers. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, that could be starting to shift.
Economists are known for their precise technical interpretations of data. Labor economist Brian Kovac at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh fits the mold.
This is job openings per unemployed person. You can see that late 68, early 69.
He shows me a chart on Zoom. Over the years, there are ups and downs, but the line holds fairly steady. Sometimes there's more jobs than workers, sometimes more workers than jobs. Then Kovac gets to the pandemic, and he can't help but get just a little excited.
I mean, if you go to this other picture, we're up here now. So, I mean, it's just completely unprecedented. Spectacular, really.
What's spectacular, really, is a line that shoots almost straight up.
Now, the labor market is much tighter, and that means that there are nearly twice as many job openings as there are unemployed workers searching for jobs.
Let's repeat that. For every two job openings, only one person is now looking for work. Economists call this labor market tightness. Employers call it, I can't find anyone to hire.
It's extremely difficult.
Christopher Bender is the CFO of Stoneacre Hospitality Group, two restaurants and a soon-to-be-open bed and breakfast in Newport, Rhode Island. We met upstairs on the deck of Stoneacre Garden, a restaurant serving Asian-inspired cuisine near Newport's waterfront. Bender says during the height of the pandemic, like many restaurants, they had to get creative with a smaller staff.
Sometimes that means we can only activate certain areas of the restaurant at a time.
So you just have a bunch of empty tables?
Yes, or empty areas of the restaurant.
Empty tables mean less money for him and his employees and longer waits for you and me. We'll circle back to the restaurant in a bit. First, a reminder how we got into this labor crunch. Economist Giovanni Perry at the University of California, Davis, summarizes the past 2 years.
There has been less willingness of workers to accept some of the job conditions. There has been a big boom of retirement during the pandemics, and there has been this much slower inflow of immigrants in the U.S.
Those slower inflows of people on green cards and work visas, as well as undocumented workers, which is harder to track, have been acutely felt across certain industries.
So hospitality, retail, and food industry had about 30% of their employees, of their workers who are immigrant. They are particularly suffering from this.
Now back to the kitchen at Stoneacre Restaurant in Newport. Just like Giovanni Perry's estimate, about 30% of the staff here is from overseas, mostly from Eastern Europe. Last summer, people like Herman Sacek from the Czech Republic couldn't make it here.
But because of COVID and because of restrictions, I couldn't just get my visa.
So what did you do last summer?
Last summer I worked in Prague, in Czech Republic.
He says he's happy to be here this summer cutting vegetables. Also in the kitchen was 20-year-old Vili Pendicheva from Bulgaria.
Yeah, I got here on a J-1 visa that they provide to students.
The J-1 visa allows students like her to work in the U.S. through the summer, then travel for a month after.
The working visa is 3 months, and then you get 1 month bonus.
A bonus month to travel and explore. Restaurants and hotels in popular summer tourist areas, from North Carolina's Outer Banks to Cape Cod to Branson, Missouri, rely heavily on workers on temporary visas, both the J-1 and what's called the H-2B. Small business owners say year after year, they can't hire enough Americans. Critics say, pay higher salaries. They counter, even if they do, there's just not enough locals near these towns that swell during tourist season. Restaurant CFO Christopher Bender says he pays above average wages and is offered 3 days off a week. But without his overseas workers come summer,
it would be virtually impossible, or we would most likely have to move to a different location.
But Bender says he's getting closer to normal staffing levels with his international workers. The data echoes that. Again, economist Brian Kovac from Carnegie Mellon.
What we've seen in the last 6 months is that the immigrant labor force is rapidly catching up to the pre-pandemic trend, while the U.S.-born labor force remains about 4 million workers below that pre-pandemic trend.
And with even fewer American workers, that can translate into intense competition to hire workers from abroad. Christopher Bender says in Newport, they're working with what they've got.
We desperately search for more. Fortunately, the restaurant community in Newport is pretty tight-knit, so we do work with a couple of the other local restaurants, and we try to share back and forth.
Share people, that is, like Vili Pendichiva.
I am a busser here, but I also work at another place, and I'm a busser there also.
Long days for her this summer. She's not complaining, though. It's a much more lucrative summer gig than back home in Bulgaria.
On a good day here, when it's really busy, if I earn, let's say, like, $300, I'll earn that there for the week. Yeah.
So if you notice that the service is a little slower this summer, think about the unprecedented labor shortage we're now in, and that hardworking person in the kitchen who also might be on their second shift of the day. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Newport, Rhode Island.
From PRX.